This is a podfic recording of the totally true story of two men about to have sex, and it's written by Punk and read by Myfic. The fandom is Stargate Atlantis, the category McKay Shepherd pre/ literally. It's rated NC-17 for frank yet unerotic discussions of sex and sexuality. There are no warnings. And Punk puts a disclaimer, the statements in this fic do not represent those of the management, nor those of the characters. They just happen to be convenient. Acknowledgements? This is a parody of Kink Free Sex, based on a post by Things With Wings, titled Best LJ Community of All Time, and dated November the 7th, 2009. It's a fun read, so I recommend looking it out. This was about an LJ community called Kink Free Zone, which was apparently a place for fic that had no kink in it whatsoever. Sadly, that comma's no more. I wonder why. But without further ado, here's the story. The totally true story of two men about to have sex. They were alone in John's quarters. The lighting was perfect. The recessed fixtures illuminating every inch of the room. No shadows pooling on the floor or in the corners. Not that either of them was into that sort of thing. "I have sexual feelings for you, John," Rodney said, not making eye contact. "I've known I was gay all my life. I had my first sexual encounter at 16. My partner was also 16. I have gone on to have sex with several other men, and am now an experienced, but not overly enthusiastic, lover. I would like to sleep with you, but you must know I don't allow any foreign objects to penetrate me anally." John didn't make eye contact either. Carefully, non-sensually, he looked in Rodney's general direction. "I'm gay too," John said, his voice even. "I've also always been a man." "Oh, me too," Rodney hastened to say. "If we lock the door and you help me drag that bookcase in front of it," John said, "I'll have sex with you. But you have to undress in the bathroom where I can't see you."
"As long as we have sex under the sheets in the missionary position," Rodney paused, "with the lights on."
John frowned. "But then I'll be able to see you, naked. We should probably turn them off."
"That's far too erotic," Rodney protested. "Also, you'll need to take down those sparkly curtains and hide those floor pillows and candles."
"I'm afraid you'll have to stop speaking," John said. "The sound of your voice is turning me on. It's unhealthy."
"I can't help it. It's just my voice."
Rodney could feel himself becoming distraught. He reached out to John and tried to kiss him.
"That's perverse," John said, pushing him away. "I'm not going to kiss you while you're upset. You might like it."
"You're right, you're right. I'm sorry." Rodney tried to pull himself together. "How about I make up a spreadsheet so that we can keep track of whose turn it is to bottom, so that we're sure to penetrate each other equally and lovingly?"
"Wait, who said anything about love?" John asked.
I'm pretty sure that's not on the list," Rodney said. "I think it's okay."
"All right," John said. "As long as you don't love me too much, or, you know, weirdly."
"I'll love you just the right amount, in just the right way," Rodney promised.
And they lived, unobjectionably, ever after. The end.